reflecting on the news tonight. Not the news specifically, no specific particular thing in the news, just sort of the general timeline that our species seems to keep from day to day. And I think the missing element is individual choice in making this world a better place, is that people have got to understand, whatever their political ideology, whatever their philosophy about the world, you can't make people do things, anything, and expect change or expect that you're helping evolution along, or you're helping, however you want to phrase it, that you're helping to better the world by legislating this or that, because it ultimately comes down to people. Someone recently, actually this was in the Noosphere podcast that I do with Eric and Stars and Violet Rage, that ultimately, we're all imperfect beings. Obviously. Imperfect in the sense that we have plenty of things that we suffer because of, and plenty of places where we stumble and we don't always do the right thing, don't always do the thing that makes our lives or the lives of other people better. And that's okay. I mean, you can't expect that sort of perfection. But I suppose that when you put a collection of very imperfect beings together, you're certainly not going to have a perfect society. But I think that the way you start is not by making things more complicated, not by making more rules, more constraint. You do it by influencing the people immediately around you. I have a saying, and this is going to be very controversial, I think, for a lot of people, but I've found that it works. It's a philosophy that works. I immediately distrust the motivations of anyone who has a cause. I don't care what the cause is. I don't care if it's something economic, environmental, racism, sexism. As soon as it's clear to me that someone has devoted their every day in the pursuit of changing the world, I should say that I'm not saying this is a bad person. I'm just saying that their efforts to change the world have, in all probability, caused them to ignore their immediate sphere. In other words, they're so focused on a big picture, they forget that it's the little picture that really makes up the world. Lots of little pictures, each and every one of us, just affecting our sphere, affecting the people around us, being nice to the person at the counter, deciding that it doesn't matter what's happened between you and your brother or your father or your mother or your sister or your cousin or whoever. It doesn't matter, ultimately, if you can just keep a common ground and let things go, or if you can be a little nicer to your coworkers. It's so simple. It's, you know, you think of what have so many philosophies and religions and everything. When you strip away the dogma, when you strip away the stories that they all try to tell, what do they all say? And that's exactly it. They say, you know, how about not being crappy to each other? And shockingly, that seems to work. But it's just a little outside of people's... It all comes down to stories. It all comes down to the stories we tell ourselves. Think about this. This is the thought I'll leave you with. Ask yourself how much of your day is spent holding on to the things that cause you pain. How much of your day is spent clinging to your pain? Just an interesting question, just something to think about.